you can avoid it. The Bible said what? That he gives a what? A way of escape. Know your trigger. And I'm telling you, all of us, that all our trigger have a root in desire. Now, let's go back to David for a moment. David, what? All the great things that David did, all the great things that David had done, David had a problem with desire. David, for lack of a better word, was like a sex, almost a sex addict. Now, believe it or not, as we, the people of God, we all have our vices. I got mine, and you certainly have yours too. I'm not going to disclose mine because it's mine. I'm dealing with it, me and God. Even Paul had one. What did Paul say? Paul told God, he said, Lord, remove this thorn from my side. Paul said he prayed for that thorn 3 different times. He said, Lord, remove this thorn from my side. And what did God tell him? He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. So I'm here to tell you today, you're not a bad person because you struggle with something. The truth of the matter is we all do. Just some of us get ours found out. Mm-hmm. Some of us, ours might be a little bit more public. You know, if you struggle with drugs and alcohol, if you struggle with sexism, and if you struggle with homosexuality, if you struggle with, you know, being a thief, and all, we all have a vice. We all have a sin or something that we struggle because we've all been delivered from something. But notice this. See, delivery means what? To be brought from, right? But just like you've been delivered, you can put yourself back into what? Bondage again. For the Bible said what? Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm teaching Bible this morning. Are y'all with me? He said, don't be what? Entangled again with the yoke of bondage, which tells me that one can go back. That's why I preach it. I don't believe in eternal security. I don't believe once saved, always saved. Because I believe what? The Bible talks about him being what? Married to the backslider, which means that I could fall. I can slip. And this is why it's important that you and I get together as brothers and sisters and we hold each other and we hold each other accountable and iron sharpens iron. Because when I foot might slip, you'll be strong. So you'll be like, nope, Peter, I think in the world, they call it sponsorship. In church, we call it discipleship. They got it from us. And we let them take our stuff, right? And they use it more than us. Sponsorship, discipleship. When I see my brother about to do something, I don't let it happen. And hopefully he has enough respect for me that he does not let it happen either. Preachers, we hold each other accountable. I got a group of circles. Pastor Bigger, that is one of my accountability partners. Y'all know that. He consecrated me in this house. Amen. I hold him accountable. We have to hold each other accountable. God is not here on earth with us, but he lives inside of each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. So it's our desire. So what does David do? David finds himself with one of his desires. Now, David, I just don't think it was by just circumstance, but David knows he was a sexual deviant. Read your Bible and you will find out. That was his thing. David was a worshiper. Mm-hmm. David was gifted. Mm-hmm. David was a warrior. The Bible even says that David was a man after God's own heart. Then someone would say, well, does that mean that God was, no, and he was not into that stuff. But what he mean, what does the Bible mean when he said that David was a man after God's own heart? That David knew, because David had a repentant heart. Brothers and sisters, what God requires of us is a repentant heart, because none of us are good enough to make it. Let me say that again. None of us are good enough to make it. But it's with a repentant heart that he sees us. And that grace that Paul talks about is now applied to you and I, you know, our lives. And when that grace is applied to our life, this is how we make it in. This is what the Bible says when we talk about the Ephesians, is that your faith is what's going to save you. It's my faith to say, Lord, I know that I missed the mark, that I've not done it all right, but Lord, I walked in this the very best I know how with what I got. Based on the circumstances that I have been given, Lord, I ask that you be just in my space, that you be equitable to me. So when I come before your throne, you know that I was born from a single mama and I was thrown in the gutter. And you know that I was this and I was raised in crack houses and all this kind of stuff. Lord, have mercy on me, Lord, because I did the best I know how to do from where I am. Yes, I got better in the space. Yes, I went forward. But my beginning did not equal my end. Are y'all with me this morning? So he sees David in all of this. And what does David do? David's desire. When David saw that woman taking her bath, he should have took his butt inside. But David, what? Ignoring his triggers, ignoring his desire, which his desire is a trigger, what does he do? He stays out there. He probably pulls up a seat.
Yeah. And starts smiling and said, "Woo, Bathsheba. That Ethiopian dark-skinned woman, I love that dark cream and skin.
Dark chocolate is what he was looking at." And then what? The Bible said what? That I lust. You know, the lust will lead you to what? Down the road to sin.
Mm-hmm.
It'll start with a lust. It'll start with a desire. That desire what? When it's unkept, just goes nuts. And what? If you don't get your desires, man, what do you find? I already told you, you find yourself what? Angry, because the desire is not a need, it's a want. Okay, so now what do you find? Now you find him going on, and he's on the roof, he's sitting there, to the point now, what does he do? He takes the next step. What's the next step? He's starting to act on his desire. Think about it, brothers and sisters. How many times have you gotten yourself in trouble? It just started with a thought. She's cute. And then you look a little more. Or, she's really cute. And then you look a little more. And you find yourself, whoa, I want to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And then it just keeps growing and growing. And to a point now you're at a place that what? You have a desire that's almost on the verge of being what? Unchecked. And now you are doing everything within inside of yourself to feed it. This is how you find yourself in these things. It's not that you want it to, but it started with your unchecked desire. You not knowing your trigger. Know your trigger. Your triggers lie in your desires.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes on, and so now David what gets to the point that he ends up what? He gets the girl over there. He sleeps with her. He gets her pregnant. He kills the man's husband. Come on. The woman's husband. God gets him. God, what does God do? God gets him because not only is that, but what? He's selfish. And I just told you what is greed. Greed is what? Desire unchecked. So his desire leads to what? His greed. In the sense that David had the entire kingdom. He could have had any woman he wanted except somebody else's. But because he was king, he had unlimited authority. And we, as the saying that says, well, absolute authority corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he do? So then he goes in and he uses his authority. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all seen this before. He uses his authority to fulfill his desire.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm teaching good. He uses his authority to fulfill his desire. How many times have you and I been in spaces we can use our authority to fulfill desire? Think about it. Let me give you an example. I have young children. My daughter's like right at 9. I might be sitting on the couch and she'll go over and say, "Dad," I'll be sitting on the couch, I'll be like, "Maddie, go over there and get me a glass of water." Now, I'm capable of getting up and getting a glass of water. Now, my daughter's going to go get me a glass of water because her daddy asked her to. But I have authority in my house. And because I have authority, she's answering to my authority. My kid is not a slave. Now, it's nice every now and then for me to maybe you will do that. But you see how I can easily use, and I know I'm in somebody's living room. I can use my authority to get things done. It's the same at work. I have people who report to me. I'm a supervisor. I'm a chair of my department. So I have other professors who report to me. I have opportunities to abuse my authority for my desire if I so choose to. Not saying that I do that, but this is why I'm talking about it today. It can be what? So easily done. And many of us do it and we don't even realize what we're doing. Why? Because we're so used to doing it. Because we've seen others do it. So since we saw others do it, it's almost a sense that it became normalized. And since it became normalized to us, we thought it was okay. And I'm here to tell you today that no, it's not normal. Not biblically normal. It might be worldly normal, but it's not biblically normal. And because we live inside the world, but we're not of the world, that we follow what? The biblical standard for where we should, how we should live, which would supersede the world standard, because the world cannot have it. Why? Because the world is imperfect, and it was born in imperfection, and they don't have a God that perfects them like our God perfects us. This is why we're married to the cause, because he continually works on you and I to bring us to a place of perfection. This is just another piece of perfection that we're working on today. Your desires. I'm trying to keep you married. I'm trying to keep you from being poor. I'm trying to keep you from being broke. Mm-hmm. We're talking about this. All right. So desire. What does he say next? So now David's desire, the Bible talks about, well, now he's what? He's greedy to the point he could have had any woman he wanted, took her, killed that man. And as a result, that what God puts allows the sword to be to his house. You know, his daughters get raped and his firstborn from Bathsheba dies. But even out of that, God is what? God is just so merciful to us. Because even out of that, what does God do? He allows Solomon to come. And we know about Solomon. But if you notice what? Solomon deals with the same desire issue his dad had. Solomon didn't desire power. Solomon had power. God gave Solomon wisdom. He gave him money. But Solomon what? He was a sexual deviant too. Go read the Songs of Solomon. He's talking about the youth of her breast like a young doe and all this stuff. Y'all, the Bible's sex too. It's almost erotic in some places. Y'all, tell y'all, read this book. If I can't describe y'all to read this book, y'all don't know how much I'm enjoying this right now. Hey, man. Hey, share this with somebody if you think this is blessing you. All right. It's free. Okay. So then he goes on. So then what? Even so much so, what did they do? They knew that David's desire for sex was so great that when the king died, I kid you not, this is in the book, and I know some of y'all already know where I'm going. When they said David is dead, they didn't believe he was dead. So what did they do? The Bible says to test that he was dead. Most of us, if they want to check we dead, what they do? They check our pulse. We're checking for a heartbeat. He ain't breathing. They didn't do that. They said, David might be faking. What did they do? They said they sent in a young virgin. I'm just telling y'all, that's Bible. If we're going to talk about it, we got to talk about all of it. The Bible said he sends in what? A young virgin. And you know what they're waiting for David? They're waiting for David to get a hard on. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And when David did not so-called rise to the occasion, they said, surely the king is dead. Let me get a drink of water on that. Are y'all having fun in this space this morning? Y'all, the word of God is cutting, it's good, but it also can be fun. You can learn a lot. Amen. But they said that the king is dead. Because he ain't rising. So let's go to our second story. So we're talking about what? Desire. So you see how that desire. So in that desire, what do we find? There's anger. Because David wanted what he wanted. Why? Because if you read that story, what happens is David is mad. He's angry. He's upset because of the child that he conceived with Bathsheba dies. He's mad. Go back and read it. The Bible says he rips his clothes, and you remember when they get in mourning, they put on sackcloth and ashes as a sign of mourning because he wants the boy to live. But as a result of David's sin, the boy dies, which makes David upset. But then David, see, this is the part where people talk about, you get to the part that David is a man after God's own heart. Why? Because at some point David realizes it's my sin, my desire, that led to my anger, and in my greed, I took something that didn't even belong to me. Because remember, David goes in and he gives this whole speech about whoever did, not David, I think it was Nathan, get me wrong, I think it was Nathan. Nathan the prophet comes in and he gives a story to David. Remember, they do a lot of things in parable and stories. And he gives a story, and he talks about to David. He said, what would you do with a man? And I'm paraphrasing this, so please forgive me if I miss a part or two. He said, what would you do with a man who had all these sheep, and then you had another man who had, like, one sheep? So you got a man who got, like, 100 sheep or unlimited sheep, and you got another man who got, like, one sheep. And that man who got one sheep, The man who had 100 sheep came over to his house, took the man's only sheep. Now, remember, one man got 100 sheep or unlimited sheep. The other man got one. He comes into the man's house. He takes that man's one sheep. And he goes what? And he slaughters it. He kills it to have a feast. Now, mind you, the man who came and took it, he had hundreds of unlimited sheep. He could have taken any sheep he had, made a feast out of it, and went off. Right? But what he does, he didn't want to take his sheep. He go in and get somebody who got one sheep. Just one. Takes that man's sheep, kills that man's sheep, has a feast with it. So he asks David, David, what would you do with such a man? And David goes on, this man should be done this. I would do this. I would do that, blah, 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 blah. And Nathan the prophet stands back and said, David, you are the man. In the sense that David had unlimited wives. David could have gotten many wives as he wanted. He could have had anybody. But Uriah, a good standing man, a man who out there fighting the king. So Uriah, go back and read that story. Uriah, man, it don't get much better than him. This guy was like, I'm not even going home to be with my wife because the king's work means more. So he put her to the side. And while he was out there fighting for the king was out there doing something else. Are y'all with me? So his desire led to what? Anger. Because now he's mad with God that this baby's not going to live. But then he's found out in his sin. But then it also leads to what? It was his greed. Because Nathan reminds him, Dave, you could have had anything. You could have had all in of, but you wanted the one thing that you shouldn't have, you wanted. And you did it because you was greedy. How many of us find ourselves in greed? Greed didn't mean just you just want money. Some of us have way more than we should have. And because our greed leads us to what? Sin. The Bible says it like this. Lay aside every weight that what? So easily beset you. It don't take much. We got to be careful. For it says, well, it's the small foxes that destroy the vine. All the foxes got to do is bite at the bottom of the vine. He ain't got to climb up there and pull it down. If he bites it down at the root, it doesn't get any nourishment. The vine dies. Brothers and sisters, you are looking for the big things in your life. And I'm here to tell you that it's not the big thing. It's the little things. That was a song they say, look, many little things mean a lot. They do. So we got to watch the little things. So what anger builds up. Mm-hmm. To desire. Let's go to our second story when we find Peter. Peter what? Peter's mad. Why is Peter mad? Because he's in fear. He does not have control. Why do you find people, their desire is to be what? In control. And since they're not in control, it leads to anger. Whew, I don't know how much credit I can make this. So now you see what people are upset right now? People upset. Look, find out why they're upset. It's because of the fear of panic. And we're in a place in time now we've had people to entice us and build an atmosphere of panic. Because when people are panicked, you can control them. Because they will give up anything for safety. This is why the Bible tells us not to put our hope in men and chariots. But our safety lies in him. Because if we don't rely on him, then that means we will what? Let down of ourselves to look for safety. So we believe here, what, the United States government is going to save us. And I'm going to tell you today, it's not. I don't care who's in office. That's been proven time and time again. So what we'll do, we'll give up more and more of our privacy for the sake of safety. Think about it. Things I used to could do, I can't do anymore for the name of safety. When 9/11 occurred, a lot of things that we were able to do, we can't do anymore. Why? In the name of safety. So because you want to be safe, you've given up your liberty. You've given up your privacy. You've given up your freedom in the name of what? Safety. Do you see what I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters? Am I giving you this good this morning? So in that safety, why? In that safety, what? It's, we're anger. Why? We anger because we cannot control it. My desire is control. We talking about desires this morning. It's your trigger is in your desires. And each and every one of us has to stop and sit down and examine ourselves. I examine me. You examine you. What desire, Lord, that leads me to my trigger?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? And it leads you down this road. So what is it? So Peter is in fear. He's in fear of what's going to happen to Jesus. So what does he do? He pulls his sword out and he cuts the man's ear off. Why? Because he's scared. People act out of character when they're scared. I don't believe people are walking around here just, we got a world full of just bad, bad people all the time. Do bad people exist? Absolutely. There's like bad preachers, bad saints, bad teachers, bad cops. There's a little bit of bad of everything. However, for the most part, most people want to do the right thing. They just want their families to survive. They want their families to thrive, and they want their needs met. But their desire is to what? To have control. Because if I control it, then I can what? Make sure that all these things are met. At least that's how we feel. But we as believers know that what? I don't desire control. Why? Because control don't belong to me. It belongs to God. So therefore, I trust him. And we often say what? God is in control. And this is why we don't lead down this road, because we don't put our desire and our hope and trust in that. So therefore, what? As we sang this morning, the peace of God surpasses all understanding. Lord, I don't know it. I don't understand it. I don't know where it's coming from. But since I believe in you, I know that you give me a peace that it's going to be okay, because you put up one, you take one down, that the government shall be upon your shoulders. Emmanuel shall be his name. Oh, God with us. And therefore, what? My desire is not to have control, but to sit back and know that you got control. Are y'all with me today? Oh, my God, I'm enjoying this, y'all. Okay. So then we find us in what? The last part is the story of greed. You know, not only did they work the vineyard, but they got to the point that they killed the guy who owned the vineyard's son, because they believed that they could get more out of it if they killed him. Because what? They thought to themselves in their evil little devices, hey, we give him, we're going to inherit this. He's the one that inherited it. He got all of this. And it doesn't work that way, right? It didn't work that way. So here, they get nothing. But they kill the man's son. Why? Because of their greed, their intense desire unchecked. Unchecked. So now I've laid this whole platform of, I laid this whole theory of desire and where desire, you know, that our desires are what? That our triggers, and our triggers lie in our desires, so we can figure out what desires are. We can control that. But let's look at the flip side of that. So with desire, there is a, what we would call a contra, I think we would say maybe a contrapositive, right? What would be the opposite of desire? Glad you asked, and I'm going to hammer this thing on home. We're going to get on out of here. Amen. What is the difference between the two? What's the opposite of that? Let me pull this up. Let me get my notepad. You know what? I think I need to start turning this thing where it stops going off. That would help, wouldn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Okay. So, I desire. So, as I was looking, I said, okay, God, you've given me this. I get it now. Our desires are our triggers. Our desires equal two things. Either we're going to be angry. Mm-hmm. And if that desire is left unchecked, you know, angry, or we're going to be greedy. We're going to be out of control. We're either going to be angry and have some control, or we're going to be greedy. Why? Because we want things. We want. You've given us all our needs, but what? We want. And because we want, we see other people. We see what they got. We see what this one got. We want. And that leads to a point that we get greedy. Mm-hmm. So once we got what we want, then we what? We want more. I'm there too. You pay me this? How much more can I get paid? Rather, I mean, how much more do you need? But then you ask yourself, how much more can you get paid? And then if somebody else comes in and they get $1 more than you, and you're doing the same job, what do you do? I want one more dollar too. Oh, I'm just talking. Hey, can I just preach on me? Let me just preach on me for then. I mean, you know me, because maybe I'm the only one that struggles in this space sometimes. Desire. All right, so now we're going, so you know, desire leads to these two things. So now let's look at this. So the Bible says this in Psalms. I want to go to Psalms 30. No, before, yeah. So I want to go to, yeah, Psalms 37 and 4. 37 and 4. Yeah, this is it. 37 and 4. Switch this over. All right, and it says this. Psalms 37 and 4. And it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. One more time. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Now, I was asking myself, Lord, what is the solution? Lord, you didn't give us a problem without a solution. Certainly, you just didn't do that. And he led me to that scripture. Delight. The opposite of desire is delight. Delight, 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 delight. Delight. So replace, what is delight, delight, delight? He said, delight yourself in the way of the Lord. Delight meaning what? Give up control. Give up control. Be willing to go with the flow. Make yourself happy in that space. Now watch this. The Bible said, delight yourself in the way of the Lord, and he will give you the desires of thy heart. So if I delight myself, meaning that I give up my way and I make myself joyful in whatever situation I'm in, to know that, you know what, even though I'm in this, it's going to be okay. Then what the Bible says in turn, what he does is he tells you what to desire. He'll give you the desire. Giving you, meaning not that you already had them there. He gives them to you. So all of a sudden, you come up, all of a sudden, if I'm delighting myself in the way of the Lord, I'm humbling myself. I'm walking before him. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in this space. Then I get this desire to do more. That desire came from him. And if he gave you the desire, then what? He would fulfill it. Meaning that if it's a desire, it's a want, it's not a want no more, because he's going to fulfill it for you. So you don't have to go out there and want this. This is what the Bible said, what your blessings will what? Run you down and overtake you. Why? Because as you making yourself satisfied with what God has for you, as you make yourself satisfied in that space, as you walk in by faith and not by sight, say, Lord, I don't know it. I don't understand exactly how this is going to shake out, but I know that you got it all in your hand. And he said, you know what? On top of that, let me bless you right here. On top of that, let me give you this right here. Let me give you that. All these things that you desire, I'm going to give you what you desire, and therefore I'm going to bless you what? So that you will be what? A catalyst to somebody else, that you be a walking example to somebody else of my goodness and my mercy and how I can just turn things around. That which was the head is now the tail, and that which was the tail will now be the head. That which was last would be first. This is how he works this out for us, y'all. Delight. So what does delight equal? So remember I told you that you have desire and you have anger and greed. But what does delight do? Watch this. Delight got two parts too. This is what delight gives you. Write these down. Delight gives you what? Purpose and worth. Purpose and worth. If you delight yourself in the Lord, it gives you purpose. Why? Because I'm to be happy in this space. I am to enjoy this. I am to walk in this. I am to be good in this. Mm-hmm. And then what? Since I'm doing that, I have worth. I know I'm part of the kingdom. I might be a nose. I might just be a sail. I might be a hair in the kingdom, but I matter because I found my voice. I found my voice. I'm just as happy as I can be. I used to have desires for, Lord, I want to be a big time preacher and this, Lord, I just wanted to do this. But then I had to check myself. Was that really what I was supposed to do? Or was I supposed to be sitting here teaching whoever God gave me, training leaders to be leaders in this space so that they can be leaders far beyond my years? And those leaders train other leaders. Oh, yeah, that's what gets me up. Yeah, that's what I'm in. Yeah, I'm about that. That gets me excited. I don't have to be paid to do that. I will study every week to do that because I enjoyed it. Why do I enjoy it? Because it was a desire that he gave me. So I delight myself in that. And you know what? He has blessed my path. He's opened up doors for me. I've won awards. I've done this. I've done that. I've traveled the country. I have a couple of things that I didn't need because he gave me what? Some of the desires. And ooh, are y'all with me? He'll give you the desires. So if you delight yourself in God, you find purpose. My purpose is what? To delight myself in the way of the Lord. And because I delight myself, I know I have worth. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the thing that blew me away. And I thought about this. Delight, delight, delight. Do you all know the word delight is in the Bible 265 times? Now, if you can't get this desire, he tells you about these desires. But delight, he continually tells us delight, delight. And I'm like, Lord, I've been reading this book, my goodness, almost 40-some years. And I never until this right here saw delight in such a way. And he led me to say, I'm going to go look it up. So I'm going to go ahead and I look. Delight, 265 times. Why does God constantly tell us to delight? Think about it for a moment. He told us 265 times that we got on record. 265. Can somebody in the chat put 265? So every time you think about, you about to get, Lord, am I delighting myself? Think 265. Come on, in the chat, put 265. Every time you think about, Lord, I need 265. You know, I might make some bracelets. We're going to put 265 on them, y'all. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to put delight 265. Woo, don't y'all steal that idea. That's us. 265, Safe House Church, y'all. Leaders, 265. As a reminder to us that 265, he done told us over 265 times that we are to delight ourselves in the way of the Lord. We are to delight. And if I'm delighted, I'm following purpose. And if I'm following purpose, if I'm following purpose, I know I got worth. I know I have worth. 265, delight. So brothers and sisters today, how do you control your trigger? Know what your triggers are and making sure that what you are what? Delighting yourself in the way of the Lord. That you 265. That you delighting yourself 265. And you find yourself about to get angry, think, nope, 265. And you find yourself about to be greedy, nope, 265. And you find yourself, you know, about to do something you know you shouldn't do, oh, nope, think, 265. 265, 265 times he's told us. So this is how you get everything and not have anything. I had nothing. I came into this world what we call naked. You came into this world naked. I've seen both my children born. They both came here naked. I came with nothing, and it's certain I'm going to leave with nothing. Okay? So how can I have everything? As I wrap this up, how can I have everything? And I didn't drop the iPad. How can I have everything and not have anything? Because I delight myself in the way of the Lord, and he directs my path. I delight myself in the way of the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart. I delight myself in the way of the Lord, and he takes care of all of it. because I don't desire control, because I know he's in control. And since he's in control, and he told me that he'll make sure that what I have, all my needs are met according to his riches and glory, then what, I just sit back and I just do what he tells me to do. I work in purpose. I'm a teacher. I work in purpose. So I work in purpose, and I find what worth in me teaching. So therefore, I'm delighted to do this. It's work, but it's not work. Mm-hmm. I have everything, yet I have nothing. Are y'all with me today? Is this, did I pull it back full circle for you today? So yes, you have everything, yet you have nothing. Because if you have Christ, you have everything. You have everything. Do y'all get it? Do you have everything, yet desiring nothing? Because if you desire, it leads where? To disappointment and anger and greed. But if you delight yourself in the way of the Lord, what he does is he will give you what to desire, which means he can meet that. And if you're delighting, you don't care about desire because you're working in purpose. And if you're working in purpose, you got worth. Woo! Boy, y'all don't feel this thing like I feel it today. Man, thank you, Lord. I got to end this thing. I know people got to go, but this has been good. I've enjoyed it. God bless you all. Love y'all. Hey, if you find this word to be a blessing, matter of fact, you know, you can get on Facebook. Y'all know this word is everywhere. Unfortunately, half of it's on the podcast, so I'll see if I can strip it and try to go back and get that because I left the first part of that off. But God has been so good to me, you all. I'm just so grateful to God, you know, just putting us in this space. And I just love each and every one of you. And I hope that this word was a blessing to you on today. Control your desires. Mm-hmm. You don't control. It's a trigger. Know that. But you want to 265 that thing. I want to delight myself in the Lord. Delight. Walk in delight. God bless you all. Love you all. Hey, if this has been a blessing to you, like I said, not only share this, but also be a financial blessing. Sow a seed. This has been a good word. Y'all know this is good ground. Those who've sown in this ground before, you know that I don't have to go in there and tell you all these things, but sow into this ground right now in the name of Jesus that somebody else can be blessed from this space. We have the Cash App at Safe House Church, GSO. That's Safe House Church, GSO, or you can go to paypal.me/ministryaid. Be a blessing to someone else. What we take here, it goes right back into this ministry. It goes into build this. You know, it's going to go into buying a 265 bracelet. I'm very serious about that. I'm probably going to look for that up. So when we get off here, you all just reach out to me, and we'll try to do our best to send you one because we delight in 265. It don't mean 365. I mean, 365. We talking about days. But no, I'm talking about the 265 times in God's word that he told us delight. That's where we're going with that. Amen. So if you're going to be a blessing, if not, God knows what you got, you know, and if you don't want to give it as cheerfully anyway, he said, what? You might as well go ahead and keep it. So I'm just so grateful to you all. Oh, my goodness. This has just been an amazing, amazing day. And I'm just grateful to be in this space with you on today. So as we go ahead and prepare to close here, let me switch my scenes here. Amen. Amen. God has been good to us, and I'm just grateful. Thank you all for tuning to the Safe House Ministry. This is if you need prayer, you can reach out to us here. You can inbox us on all our social media platforms. Go to the church website, safehousechurchgso.com, and God is good. And he's grateful, and I just bless him. And if it's the Lord's will, we see you back here on next week. We're here on Wednesday nights. We're doing a study on the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, we're in chapter 2, and we'll move on from chapter 2. Very much like you've seen here, but I give a lot more scripture, and we exactly stick to 1 hour. Amen. Typically here, you know, our first 30 minutes, you know, is a praise and worship, and then, you know, then the bringing of the word. So stay in that space. Amen. And then we'll be right back here on next Sunday. You all, God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care. You have an amazing, amazing week. Spend some time with your families and give them my best. We end with a prayer. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord. Just want to say we thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word that you sent today, Lord. You to touch your people, oh God. Lord, you let them know that their triggers, oh God. Lord, you their desires versus that delight. Lord, let us delight in you on the 265 times that you say that in your word. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we love you, for we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, for we walk by faith, not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you all. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.